CITR has always been your ultimate wingman for when you have the ladies back at your place or whatever.
All right, what's up, everybody? This is Rob. I apologize for that weird dirge music you just heard, but you're listening to the Soulship Enterprise on CITR 101.9. Joining me, as always, is my good friend, Ori Navarez.
Hello there. It's nice to be back again.
You know you're wearing that backwards, right?
My shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I realized that when I walked by Amir. Yeah.
Attaboy.
It's okay. It's not like a button-up shirt or anything.
Stormed the wall today, so that was an exciting thing.
Yeah, it was a good experience.
Did you get over the wall?
I did get over, as well as everyone else on our team.
Nice.
It was a funny story, though, because we kind of went into it just for jokes.
Yeah.
So before we even competed, about a week before the competition, we already got disqualified.
for what?
We walked into our orientation, and they informed us we need at least two girls to qualify for being in co-ed just for fun, and we only had one.
Oh, shit.
So before we even saw the instructional video on how to do this race, we were not allowed to be have our time count. Wow. It's nice, though, because they still let you run. Yeah, it was a bit of a blow, but they still let you do it, so we did it today, and we succeeded, but we can't advance, or our time doesn't count for anything.
I've always wondered, like, how... Because I've never done it. I've always kind of wanted to do it, but like, it's at the worst time, right? Like, right in the middle of the week. How do people just, like, take that much time off school? Like, don't they have classes and stuff?
It's not too bad. Our heat was at 3:25 today.
Okay.
And then we were done by, 3:50, even 4.
Oh, really?
Okay. So it's pretty fast. Because it's just a swim, a sprint, a bike, and
the
run,
wall.
And then the wall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay. Well, anyway... we're just going to play some music for you, as always. I had the extreme pleasure of going to see Leon Bridges last week with my good pal, Dan McDonald.
Oh, nice.
So I'm going to play one of the B-sides, actually an extra track off of his album, Coming Home. The album was amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah, and so it was a show, like, I don't know, full band, had the horns, hilarious kind of stage performance, right? Because he wears like 20 suits and is dancing and everything. The really good vibe is at the Orpheum.
A nice, great venue. Yeah,
it was really fun. Dan had never been to the Orpheum, so
really, nice.
Yeah. So anyway, gonna play one of those songs, and as we get our bearings over here, this one's called Daisy May.
Oh, how I love an uptown girl. She's the one I'm thinking of. Daisy May, your mother don't approve of me, so I take the midnight trolley to be with her. Daisy May, Daisy May, Daisy May, Daisy May, Daisy May. I know I live all the way across town. I wanna be around all the time. I'm so glad you're all mine. Oh, how I love an uptown girl. She's the one I'm thinking of. Daisy May. Your mother don't approve of me, so I take the midnight trolley to be with her. Daisy May, Daisy May, Daisy May, Daisy May, Daisy May.
All right.
That's a nice way to start.
Yeah. Very laid back. That was Leon Bridges with Daisy May off of the deluxe version of Coming Home, which is his, I guess, first album. So anyway, at the show, he played a bunch of new songs, and it sounds like the next album's going to be possibly even better than the first one. So stay tuned for that. Yeah, we have a special version of the show today because I have been informed that my girlfriend is apparently listening, which means that I have to be nice and not say stupid things or swear. But I'll play a song that she will enjoy. This is a band called Lake Street Dive. One of their earlier albums, EP, the song's called What I'm Doing Here.
When I've longed for your touch, there's been so many days when I love was not enough. Oh, leave me, just leave me, leave me. Can't you see?
Beautiful song there, Lake Street Dive. The song is called What I'm Doing Here. And yeah, single off the two-track EP, What I'm Doing Here / Wedding Band. Rachel Price is the vocalist with the beautiful voice. Really bummed that I didn't actually make it to their show. They played at the Imperial a couple weeks ago, super sold out. So yeah, they're on the up. And new album out called Side Pony, so check that one out if you have a sec. So yeah... maybe a small shift change here. Again, a song and an artist that I've been listening to quite a lot. Blood Orange. Have you ever heard of Blood Orange, Ori?
No, but it's a fantastic flavor of drink.
just a great fruit overall. Yeah. So yeah, I believe he's a French multi-instrumentalist slash DJ. And I guess, yeah, this one goes out to my buddy Adam, who used to always really like this this song and this artist. But this track is produced by Clams Casino, who first gained notoriety for producing songs with Lil B, the bass god.
Oh, yeah?
So he did, like, hip-hop production, and he's become really big, and now he's produced everyone from, I think, Kendrick Lamar.
Huh. So is he, like, a Ableton-based producer or something like that?
No idea. No idea what he uses, but really distinct kind of style on his hip-hop stuff, like, really almost, I'd say, psychedelic.
Okay.
Really big synths.
Yeah.
Really cool. So anyway, this is the song off that album, which he produced, and it's called Chosen. The album is Cupid Deluxe. The artist is Blood Orange, and you're listening to CITR 101.9.
Thank you.
All right. Blood Orange with Chosen. Really kind of cool disco-y vibes. We're going to keep that going with...
Nice 80s sound as well.
Exactly, too. Like 80s soft rock disco stuff. Yeah. So that just reminded me of an artist, which is probably my favorite Vancouver band of all time, Destroyer. So Dan Behar, he was involved with the New Pornographers for a while. And really interesting guy. I've seen a couple interviews with him and read a couple interviews also with him. And he released this album in 2011 called Kaput, which actually was huge and like became really popular. And he was talking about how he had this almost existential crisis where he's always been like this weird kind of indie-ish songwriter who has very weird, like non sequitur kind of poetic lyrics. And he was like pretty hip, you know, and cool guy, lives in Vancouver. And anyway, he wasn't really ready to be like big. So he's saying he was like playing Bonnaroo and he played Coachella and stuff. And he's like, what the fuck am I doing here? Like, this is so weird.
Yeah.
So he had to take like 5 years off and hadn't made any music. And he kind of just chilled, I guess, here in town. And came back with another album called Poison Season, which is just recently released. And Kaput kind of has the same 80s disco vibe as that last Blood Orange song, or that last Blood Orange album has. And this new one's a much more like Bruce Springsteen-y rock vibe. But anyway, I'm going to play one of the older tracks. It is called Blue Eyes.
You terrify the land, you are pestle and mortar, your first love's new order, Mother Nature's son, king of the Everglades, population one, I write poetry for myself, I write poetry for myself. Up sorrow, I want you to love me. You send me a coffin of roses. I guess that's the way that things go these days. Take pills, for instance. I heard they're no good for you. I won't, and I never will. She said,
I won't, and I never will. To the press, it
It said, don't be ashamed or disgusted with yourselves. Don't be ashamed or disgusted with yourselves. Don't be ashamed or disgusted with yourselves. I've thumbed through the books on your shelves. 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 Blue eyes.
All right, Blue Eyes by Destroyer, fantastic musician out of Vancouver, Dan Behar. That album is called Kaput, and that's a song which I'm not going to play. I'm sorry, because I'm going to let Ori play some music. Cool. Marcus Miller.
All right.
The Bass God.
Yes, so I've decided for my first song to be Marcus Miller. Fantastic bassist, one of three that was on the SMV album. So Stanley Clark, Mark Miller, and Victor Wooten.
I remember when he played that, and it was just bass overload.
Yeah, it was almost too much. Anyway, so I'm a bassist myself, and I've seen Marcus Miller and Victor Wooten. So obviously the last one that I had to track down was Marcus Miller. And so I was in the Netherlands, and he had a show coming. So I went to see him. Nice. Sold out show last Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And then he played this one song, which is super groovy live, really intense jams. And then, I had to go get it when I was back home. So yeah, it's called Son of Macbeth.
Cool. It is. Hit it. Thank you. right.
So that was pretty groovy. But when I saw that song live, they vamped on that for about 20 minutes, and the solos were awesome. I actually had two bass players going at one time, which is interesting, but really intense.
Awesome.
And the percussionist was just one of those guys who's just great to watch live. We were just talking about the bassist from Una Mas, a local band, and who just really, you know, gets into the music by dancing and stuff like that. So,
oh man, yeah, the bass player there is the master of the pelvic thrust.
Yeah,
and they opened for Snarky Puppy, and hilarious. Hilarious to watch.
Well, it was funny because my mom mentioned that she saw a video of them before, and the bass player was interviewed, and he was saying that he never really played music until he discovered that you just got to get into it by moving like that. He was talking about his dancing, so so he feels like now he fully understands and plays music properly by
post dance.
Yeah, after you get some pelvic thrust in there, then that's how you discover music.
Cool. Well,
so good stuff. If you're stuck, you know, in your musical career, try it out.
So, Canadian music time. One of my favorite Canadian funk bands / Afrobeat bands, the Soul Jazz Orchestra out of Ottawa. I've seen them in Montreal. I guess that was a while ago. And they've had two albums since then, 2014's Inner Fire and last year's Resistance. So they're off the great Toronto music label, Do Right Music.
I wonder if they'll come to Vancouver after their album release.
Yeah, I mean, it was last year, right? I don't know. I haven't heard.
I would pay to see them.
Yeah, they're really good. So anyway, I'm going to play one of the songs off of that album. It's called Agoya. We'll be right back.
deseamos que esta música les purifique y después de sus heridas les permita librarse de sus cargas para renacer a una vida y sabiduría más rica y más profunda.
Agoya. Agoya. Agoya.
Unexpected, as phenomenal musicians perform magic over three nights at the third annual Improvised Music Meeting. This year, Vancouver's finest improvisers meet Toronto-based trumpeter-composer Lena Alemano and Seattle-based vocalist-composer Robin Holcomb.
Don't tell me a story.
Vancouver Improvised Music Meeting, March 24th at China Cloud. March 25th and 26th at Western Front. For more information and tickets, check out vim.brownpapertickets.com.
Hey, why so sad?
Oh, nothing really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One, two, three,
four.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary. Basically anything we care to talk about. See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
You know, I'm so proud of it, it's almost indecent of me.
Tune in every Tuesday from 8 till 9 p.m. for Inside Out with your hosts AJK and Zia for exciting new dance music.
Well, Soul Jazz Orchestra, Agoya, Inner Fire is the album.
Nice. I really like that one.
Hope you guys enjoy that. Yeah, really groovy stuff.
I would love to see that live, yeah.
Yeah, they should come to town.
They should.
Another Canadian funk band that should come to town. Are the Soul Motivators out of Toronto, same record label, except a great female vocalist.
Hmm.
So, anyway, going to play one of their songs off of their latest album called Free to Believe. And I always run into an issue here. So what I do is when I'm like listening to music is I do like the little heart symbol.
Oh, you
know,
you
for the
that,
albums.
Yeah.
Yeah, for albums or like songs, which I really like because I have full albums.
Does it create a playlist of all your hearts?
I don't know. I haven't tried that. I just use it as a placeholder so I know which song I liked.
Okay.
And on this one, I have three hearts. And I know at least one of them has really good vocals on it. And that's the song I want to play. But one of them is also like, I think one or two of them are instrumentals. So, yeah, this isn't the song I want to play. Right. Well, we'll find out.
That's pretty good.
Such a fine line.
Well, Until the Sun Goes Down by Toronto's own Soul Motivators. Check them out. That album is called Free to Believe. So yeah, good funk stuff.
Yeah, pretty good stuff. I liked it.
All right. Well, we've got time for a couple more songs. I'm going to keep playing some Canadian music because it is So Can Week. So that means they have a chance of getting paid. So anyway, I'm just doing a quick up. Oh my God. Oh my God.
What? What is it?
Uno Mas.
Oh, they're on
Apple
iTunes?
Music.
Nice.
Oh my God.
Do
this
they have
is
the
amazing.
Chicoria cover on there?
Oh, Spain. No, that was the best. That was the highlight of the concert.
Yeah, I thought that was their best song.
Okay, well, I'm just going to play a random song off of it. Crazy Eights. This is an old album, back to 2011. There's no guarantee this is even the same Uno Mas.
Oh, yeah? Doesn't say where they're from?
Well, we're going to assume it's Canada's own Uno Mas.
Sounds
like it.
Yeah, bass. Thank you.
the legendary Uno Mas, a song called Crazy Eights off of their album, Uno Mas.
Yeah. Oh, the album's Uno Mas.
Oh, my God. I just love that guy's dancing like so much. The
literally
bass player.
Translate just to one more?
I guess so. One more time.
One more. So yeah, that's not bad, actually.
Speaking of one more, we've got one more song for you, a new track which features Vancouver's own Dawn Pemberton. She's got the best voice in town.
Oh, yeah.
And I've never listened to this before. It's going to be interesting. She's featured on what iTunes tells me is a dance track. So maybe this is her her big come out into pop culture and the underground dance scene. So anyway, no idea what to expect here. The song is called The Wonder Love. The artist is called Larry Cook, featuring Dawn Pemberton. All right, everybody. We are coming to the close of the Soulship Enterprise on CITR 101.9. Make sure to stay tuned for Gek and Exploding Head Movies up next. We've got time for one last short song. What you just heard was Wonder Love by Larry Cook, featuring Dawn Pemberton. I am now going to play a new Charles Bradley single called Change for the Wind. So anyway, thanks, everyone, for tuning in. How are you doing, Ori? Say goodbye to the millions of listeners.
Goodbye, everyone.
Okay.
Until next week.
Until next week, or maybe not, because it's Easter.
Oh, right, yeah.
So we probably won't be here. But anyway, yeah, hope everyone has a lovely Monday evening. This track is called Change for the World.
Time to time, people ask me, hey Hypei, how do you drop your body weight from 230 pounds to 175 pounds? Or hey man, I've been really stressed out lately, what can I do to decrease the stress level, blow off some steam, and keep a positive attitude? The answer is simple, just run. Running is the reason I can lose 60 pounds, keep a positive mindset, meet new people, and be happy. This is not some cheesy advertisement, this is real life testimony. Join the UBC Fun Run Club outside the Student Recreational Center on Mondays and Fridays at 4:30 p.m. and Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for group runs. For more information, make sure you visit runubc.com or connect with us on Facebook by searching UBC Fun Run Club. You can also spread the word by tweeting about us, hashtag RunUBC.